Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. In the 11th canto, 4th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Incarnations of Godhead, Sri Drumala speaks about the various manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this material world. And one that he describes and tells a story about is Narayan Rishi, one of the incarnations of the Lord, who is perfectly peaceful and is the best of all sages, who taught the science of devotional service through the process of which material work completely ceases and one becomes fixed in perfect knowledge. So Indra, understanding that there was this entity that he did not understand, who was performing severe austerities and who had attained the highest level of perfection, became envious. And not only that, fearful. Fear and envy go together. And therefore, Indra sent Cupid along with his associates to come and distract Narayan Rishi, try to make him fall down from his exalted position. But when Cupid came and created an atmosphere like spring, and then also manifested these beautiful women who are trying to pierce the Lord with their glances, and this is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.4.7. Stri prekshanesh shubhir avidyad atan mahigya. It is mentioned that Cupid himself attacked the Lord with arrows in the form of the irresistible glances of beautiful women. So this is the essence of Cupid's attack in the material world, is the irresistible glances of beautiful women. But Narayan Rishi, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, beyond the control of the material nature, was not in the least attracted. Not only that, he began to manifest from his own transcendental body these beautiful women that were much more beautiful than the women that Cupid had brought to attract the Lord. And in fact, Narayan Rishi was very casual in his attitude. Practically, he was amused at Indra's attempt. And he told Cupid and his associates, choose one of these beautiful women and take her back to the heavenly planet. So at that, Urvashi was chosen as the most beautiful woman produced by the Lord's mystic potency. Also, we find later on in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 6, when the demigods have gathered in Dwarka to glorify Krishna. In verse number 18, 11.6.18, they say, my Lord, you are living with 16,000 exquisitely beautiful aristocratic wives. By their irresistible coy and smiling glances and their lovely arching eyebrows, they send you messages of eager conjugal love. But they are completely unable to disturb the mind and senses of your lordship. So again, we find this theme that although the Lord engages with his devotees because of both his and their overwhelming loving feelings towards one another, he is not even slightly connected to material lust. And therefore, those who worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead also rise beyond the contamination of lust in the material world. And we find this in the lives of great devotees like Haridas Thakur, who was tempted in the middle of the night by a prostitute. And later on, Maya herself came in the dead of night to try to attract him. But genuinely, he was not attracted. And we can also genuinely become non-attached to the material world by becoming fully enamored of the sound of the holy name, of the descriptions of Krishna within the Srimad Bhagavatam, and by seeing the form of the Lord in the temple, and also by dressing the deities, worshipping their lotus feet, putting scented oil on their transcendental forms. Our minds can be captured by this higher form of lust, which is actually not lust at all, but is the highest perfection of life. And this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, that by transferring this lust of the material world and making it a different quality altogether, which is its original form called adiras,
which is love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, overwhelming attraction for Him, then one can attain the perfection of life. Actually, it's not possible otherwise. Just by restraining the senses, one will fail. But if one takes to the simple process of devotional service as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the Vaishnavas, never criticizing them, and engaging in some missionary activity to spread the Krishna conscious movement all over the world, even an ordinary person can come to the highest perfectional stage of life, and that is spontaneous love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So go on with your practice of devotional service wherever you live, wherever you are, and know for certain that it will be highly effective because it's authorized, it's coming down through the right channel, and be happy and enthusiastic. Thank you very much. Om Tat Sat. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo.